知行英语。Listen and share.
He likes to stay. 他不愿意走。My husband worked at a hospital that was supposed to be haunted by the ghost of a patient who died there. This patient has spent a lot of time in the hospital and reportedly liked it there. My husband told me the story.He has had a few paranormal experiences himself. It involves a man, we'll call him Ed, who was a nurse or some sort of technician at the hospital. I can't remember exactly. But his brother and father were both doctors at the hospital. The sixth floor of the hospital had once been a patient floor. But with changes in healthcare, patient census declined.And that floor was turned into administrative offices. One night, Ed had to take the elevator to the sixth floor to get records. As the elevator door opened, there was a man standing right in front of him, staring at him. I can't remember, but the man may have been wearing a hospital gown. Ed was so startled. No one should have been on that floor at that hour.That he just stood there staring back. The man then turned and walked off without saying anything. When he got his wits about him, just a few seconds later, Ed ran to follow the man down the corridor. But he had vanished. Ed was so scared that he left the floor and went to the ER. There were always people there. Without whatever it was, he was needed.The ER nurses said he was pale and upset, not at trying to fool them. Other employees reported seeing this man at other times. I guess he liked it so much, he didn't want to leave.
My 丈夫工作的医院一直闹鬼。大家都说鬼魂应该是一个死在这里的病人。这个人在医院住了很长时间，据说到最后很喜欢这里。我丈夫给我讲了这个故事，他自己也有不寻常的经历。故事的主人公是个男人，我们叫他爱德华，可能是个护士或是医院里的技师之类的，我具体也记不清了。但是他的兄弟和父亲都是这家医院的医生。医院的六楼曾经是病房区，后来改成卫生保健区，但是病人们都不同意，因此最终作为了行政管理办公区。一天晚上，爱德华乘电梯上六楼去拿一些病人档案，到了六楼电梯门开了，他发现有个人正好站在前面盯着他。我记不清了，可能那个人是穿着医院发给病人的长袍。爱德华被吓坏了，那个时候六楼是不应该有人的，他直挺挺地站在那儿，后背的汗毛都竖了起来。那个人什么也没说，转过身走了。几秒钟之后，他恢复了意识，才沿着走廊跑过去追那个人。但是那个人已经消失了。爱德华怕得要命，赶忙下楼去了急诊室，那里总是有人的。其实他自己也不知道他去那儿干什么。急诊室里的护士说，他当时脸色苍白，说话颠三倒四，不像是开玩笑的样子。其他员工据说在别的时候 也看见了那个人。我猜他是太喜欢这家医院了，因此不愿意离开。讲解一下相关的语言点。 Be supposed to 应该做某事，意思相当于 should， 只不过 should 后面不能用不定式。 Some sort of technician at the hospital， 医院里的某种技师。这里 some sort of 意思是某种的，用来表示一种很含糊的意义。例如文章中的这句话所表示的就是不知道他到底是干什么的技师，反正就是个技师。我们也可以借鉴这种说法。 The sixth floor 六楼，相应的其他楼层用其他数字就可以了。但是要注意，一般一楼我们都说 ground floor 而不是 the first floor。 Take the elevator， elevator 意思是电梯。注意乘电梯要用动词 take 来搭配。此外 lift 做名词也有电梯的意思。 Hospital gown， 医院发给病人穿的长袍。 So startled that， 要注意词组 so that， 如此以至于。 So 后面一般是用形容词副词，例如 It is so quiet in the roomBut you can hear the drop of a pin。 房间里静得连地上掉根针都能听得见。 Follow the man down the corridor， 沿着走廊追那个人。 Down 用来表示沿着某条路径直走下去的意思，在与走路有关的句子中都会出现，例如 walk down the street， go down 等等。 ER， emergency room，急救室、急诊室。英文中这种用几个单词开头字母的大写形式的表达方式很多，其实 ER 在其他场合也能代表其他的单词，例如 Engineering Report 工程报告， Event Record 事件记录。现在我们来重新听一次故事原文，相信大家这一次能听懂多一些。My husband worked at a hospital that was supposed to be haunted by the ghost of a patient who died there. This patient has spent a lot of time in the hospital and reportedly liked it there.My husband told me this story. He has had a few paranormal experiences himself. It involves a man, we'll call him Ed, who was a nurse or some sort of technician at the hospital. I can't remember exactly. But his brother and father were both doctors at the hospital. The sixth floor of the hospital had once been a patient floor. But with changes in healthcare,patient census declined, and that floor was turned into administrative offices. One night, Ed had to take the elevator to the sixth floor to get records. As the elevator door opened, there was a man standing right in front of him, staring at him. I can't remember, but the man may have been wearing a hospital gown. Ed was so startled. No one should have been on that floor.At that hour, that he just stood there staring back. The man then turned and walked off without saying anything. When he got his wits about him, just a few seconds later, Ed ran to follow the man down the corridor, but he had vanished. Ed was so scared that he left the floor and went to the ER. There were always people there.Without whatever it was, he was needed. The ER nurses said he was pale and upset, not trying to fool them.
Other employees reported seeing this man at other times. I guess he liked it so much, he didn't want to leave.
好了，故事今天就先讲到这儿，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语靠点滴积累。